When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jessica writes in, hey, Ben and Kelly, my friends are all freaking out, crying red flags, and it's making me second guess everything.
Oh, all right.
I attended my husband's 10-year high school reunion recently.
Mm-hmm.
Let me first give you a little background. He and I met late 2022, had a whirlwind romance, got married after dating for a little over 10 months.
Okay.
So we haven't been married long, and I must admit, I'm still learning things about him and he about me. But when you know, right?
Right.
Anyways, we were at his reunion, and there are drinks, and he's introducing me to all his high school friends, and we're talking to this girl, and she's really pretty and really nice, and we'll call her Haley.
Hi, Haley.
So one of his other former classmates comes over and slaps him on the back and says, are you two a thing yet? Referring to my husband and this girl, Haley.
Oh.
And after some awkwardness, my husband introduces me to this guy as his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he laughed and apologized and told me something apparently everyone knew but me, that he and this girl, Haley, are each other's backup plan.
Okay.
I learned this drunk classmate of theirs that they used to date on and off and decided that if they weren't with anyone by their 10-year reunion, they would get together. Funny. like I said, awkward.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this guy asked us if he made things awkward, laughing, slapped my hand, my husband on the back again and told us good luck. So what the heck just happened? In 30 seconds, this guy blows in, drops his bomb and leaves. Okay, sir. So when we get home, I bombard my husband with 1,000 questions about this girl, if he's still in contact with her, how mm-hmm. serious they were, stuff mm-hmm. like that. He thinks she's currently single.
Mm-hmm.
They only saw each other a few times after graduating high school. He says they exchanged texts, but nothing serious, and the backup thing was just a joke.
Okay.
Like I said, I told my friends, and they're freaking out that either he's already cheating or he's going to, and now I'm freaking out.
Mm.
I even told him that I didn't feel comfortable with him continuing to communicate with Haley, and he assured me it was no big deal. I don't want to overreact here, so I figured I'd ask you two and maybe your listeners what they think. Thank you so much.
There's a lot there.
It's a lot.
And it is a lot. I feel like you're on the edge of overreacting.
I feel like yes. I feel like yes. I don't think, unless he's given you any real reason to worry, or if there were like really flirty text message exchange.
It sounds like maybe it was the situation in which you found out, which is making it awkward.
Right.
Because if he didn't really think it was that serious, obviously, you know, he's not going to say anything before the high school reunion where he's like, hey, all right, so there's this girl, Haley, and whatever, blah, 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 blah. And then this guy just kind of jumps in and was like, hey, you guys hooking up yet?
Yes.
he remembers the bet.
Yeah,
exactly. He made it awkward. And then you know, her husband's like, oh, hey, let me introduce you to my wife.
Yes. Yes. And I feel like if he would have introduced you as a friend, we'd have a different conversation.
Right, right. Let me introduce you to my friend Jessica. I mean, I feel like there is a little bit of overreaction here where it's like, all right, maybe it was. It's like a high school sort of thing where you're like.
Oh. But I get it because the 10-year reunion was the deadline.
Yeah. And she's single. So, okay.
Yeah. So maybe, who knows, she might have shown up with the intention of let's cash in on that deal.
I will say that I kind of remember a little bit of my tenure, and there was some drama still between former classmates. And
I'm serious.
And I think I feel like I even remember hearing a story of some former classmates kind of hooking up after the reunion. So,
oh my.
So it is possible. It wasn't me. I was married. So whatever.
Oh, that's great.
I know.
That's good news.
I don't get any of that fun.
And Jessica, if your husband didn't disappear into any dark corners with Haley at the reunion, I feel like you should be okay.
Anybody got a story like that? Something fun they can share? 502-795-1997. I mean, I think for now, I'm thinking, you know, whatever. Maybe if there's smoke, don't worry about the fire right now type of thing.
Yes. And Mickey says, holy making a mountain out of a molehill. Relax. Not a big deal. Something that young people do. Not a problem. You won.
And there it is. All right, 502-795-1997. If you've got a comment for Jessica, that's cool. If you've got a story about your own sort of backup plan, how that turned out, would love to hear those too. All right, group therapy, talking about Jessica and attending a reunion. Apparently she learned during that reunion that her husband has a backup plan and her name is Haley. And now she's freaking out because her friends are freaking out that maybe he's a little still too close to Haley and they could be close to, if not already, cheating.
Yeah, I think we're jumping to conclusions because of an old little, hey, if we're still single, let's get married by this timeline. And the timeline happened to be the 10-year high school reunion. Right. And well, Jessica, her husband is now married to her. So I think that's where we should kind of leave it, unless he is still doing, like, if he's flirty with this other girl, Haley, if he's, you know, carrying on that kind of, you know, text messages and stuff like that, but it doesn't sound like he is.
Lisa says, I can confidently say that the caller is overreacting. I have two or three backups, and I'm not married to any of those losers. Giggity, Lisa.
Oh, that's fun. Like Chris that. Says, OMG, your friends are being drama llamas. So many people have said this to somebody else. Relax, trust your man.
Yeah, you know, I thought that there might be some more, like, people throwing up the, hey, this is a red flag thing, in all honesty, but...
And everybody's saying no.
I would say, yeah, most people... And this should make you feel good, Jessica. Most people are just like, hey, don't worry about that drunken idiot that came up to your husband during the, you know, reunion. Just know your husband.
Exactly. That was just a hole coming up before he ever knew. And, you know, you haven't been married all that long, so maybe all the news hadn't traveled. Got another text. He got married before the 10-year reunion. That means the backup is no longer in effect. Null and void contract.
Ashlyn says, my backup was my gay best friend. By the time we were 40, unfortunately, I'm getting married to an amazing man this weekend. And he has a really cool dude. And someone's like, unfortunately.
Unfortunately?
She's like, unfortunately, I'm getting married.
That's fortunately. Fortunately is what she meant.
Did she?
Yes.
Oh, that's too funny.
Ginger says, did your husband introduce you to Haley as his wife before the guy came over and made things awkward? If so, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Everybody's got a past, and obviously, if he had wanted to be with her, he probably wouldn't have married you.
True.
He would have gone to the reunion without you.
Yeah. Rebecca says, my husband and I only dated 5 weeks and married within 9 months, and that was 32 years ago. So kind of playing on the fact that Jessica says, look, it was kind of a whirlwind relationship. We dated quick. We married quick. We're learning still about each other. She also said, Rebecca says, hey, he took you to the reunion knowing these people would be there. Not a red flag. He introduced you as his wife again. Not a red flag.
Yes.
So get used to women hitting on your man. It still happens to me and others, you know, who he's home with. Keep it.
Take it as a compliment.
Yeah, take it as a compliment. All right. All right, yes. There you go.
Yeah, those are very good points. Like, if he was really thinking something was going to happen with this Haley,
he would have left you at
home and said, oh, I'm just going to go to this reunion thing. It's all good.
Yeah,
you don't have to go.
Yeah, you don't have to go.
Yes. But he brought you and he introduced you to everyone as your wife. So there you go. End of story.
Good deal. All right. Very good. Jessica, keep us posted if it, in fact, turns out to be something that we were completely wrong about.
If it is nefarious, please let us know.
Yes, please follow back up with us. Oh, we're idiots. All right, so good luck, Jessica. Keep us posted.